Good morning. I feel bad to stop Gemak Kol Torah. It's Kedai, you should know that if you didn't get through the whole booklet, which is a lot here, there's a lot of very, very good Gemak Zachen to look over the Yontav of Hanukkah. There's a lot of Yisaitis about the Yontav of Hanukkah. Just discuss a few minutes what we saw this morning. So this limud of the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, so on the one hand it seems like a very technical limud of how do we understand the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, I was saying to be on Mehim Bazmanaseh. However, as we go into the sugya, it's apparent that this bracha of Sha'asa Nisim actually defines very much what the Yontav of Hanukkah is all about, what we're supposed to have in mind when we come to the Yontav of Hanukkah, and there's actually also nafkaminas lahalacha, but not that we'll have so much time to get into. So the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim that we make on Hanukkah is in many ways an unusual bracha. We know that the only place we make Sha'asa Nisim is by the two mitzvahs Yom Tov and Derabon, in Hanukkah and Purim. We make the bracha when we lay in the Megillah, we make the bracha when we light the Ner Hanukkah. But we have something unique by the Ner Hanukkah which you don't find anywhere else, which is that there's a bracha, Birchas Haroya. We saw the Gemara, that if someone is unable to light the menorah themselves, or could be according to the Shem Rishayim, even if they are able to, but they haven't yet lit the menorah themselves, that when you simply see the menorah, you're able to make a bracha, Sha'asa Nisim L'Aviseinu V'Yom Mehim Bezmanaseh. And what we're trying to understand is what is the mahos, what type of bracha is this, that you just see the menorah and you make a bracha. So there's primarily two ways to look at this bracha of and these two mahalchim, how you look at this bracha, have tremendous ramifications, both in the halacha of when you'd be able to make this bracha and understanding of what the Yontav of Hanukkah is all about. So one mahalach, which probably most of you didn't get a chance to see so much, because if it's at all, it's towards the end of the kunshus, is there's many rishonim who understand, and this is actually what's paskin ikar lahalacha, is that if you have, the halacha is that if a person's not going to be home on Hanukkah and they're traveling, they're not going to be somewhere where they have the ability to light Neris Hanukkah, so their wife or someone else could be a shliach and light Neris Hanukkah for them and makes the brachas for them, and they might see them with the brachas even though they're not there, a chiddush, but they're yaitz with the brachas. And in Shulchan Aruch it's passing that if your wife lights for you, you do not make the birchas haroi. If you later see a menorah, you will not make, you're walking down the street, if for whatever reason you don't have a place to stay, you see a menorah, you won't make the birchas haroi. Now, the question is, why not? Why can't I make the birchas haroi? The teretz is pashut, because you're already yaitz of the bracha that your wife made for you. Now, that would seem clearly to indicate, and that's the Achrayim say this, feirish, that the Rishonim who understand that you cannot make the Birchas Haroya. Well, I saw the Menorah. What's the difference that my wife happened to light for me? It's because those Rishonim understand that when I make the Birchas of Sha'asa Nisim, it's a part of the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Just like Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah is a Birchas HaMitzvahs on lighting the Menorah, so Sha'asa Nisim L'Aviseinu is also Birchas HaMitzvahs on lighting the Menorah. And because of the Birchas HaMitzvahs, if my wife made it for me, she was already Yaitzim. I was Yaitzah. I can't make it again. And that's the shita that's taka passed in the Shulchan Aruch, that you cannot make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim if your wife already lit for you, someone lit for you, because you're already yaitza, and it's a mavur like this in Taisus. Taisus is bothered. How come of all the mitzvahs, all tayag mitzvahs, we don't make a berch sorry? What if I don't have a lulav? Why can't I make a bracha on seeing the lulav? Why is it dafka for menayir that they're misakin this bracha? Taisus says because of the chavivus mitzvahs, or maybe because not everyone has the ability. It's not possible always to make if you don't have a home. But I'll call upon him, it's mavur, that these rishonim understood that the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim is a bracha, it's a birchas hamitzvahs. I'm making, lighting the menorah, I have to make a birchas hamitzvahs. Now, if it's a birchas hamitzvahs, it needs an understanding that, okay, that's nice if I light a menorah, I make two brachas. I make, why two? Okay, it's a good question, but I'll call upon him, I make two brachas. I make l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah, and I make a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim l'aviseinu v'yom mahein bazman hazeh on the lighting of the menorah. But if it's a birchas hamitzvahs, how do I understand that when I don't have menorah, no one's lighting for me, you have a single person, and he's traveling, and he's out somewhere, and he doesn't have a menorah, he's not lighting, suddenly he walks by a Jewish home, he sees a menorah, he makes a bracha Sha'asa Nisim. How could you make Sha'asa Nisim? You weren't mekayim the mitzvah. How is it shaykh birchas hamitzvahs if you weren't mekayim the mitzvah? Bishlama shechiyonu, we understand. We're familiar with the concept the Gemara says in several places, that Shechiyonu, when you're making Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov, you can make that bracha technically bashuk. Even if you don't have a kais to make kiddush, you can make shechiyanu. So you understand? You can make shechiyanu. How do you make a birchas haroya? How do you see it menorah in the window and you make the bracha? Shalso nisim avisenu biyom mehim bazman hazeh. So it would seem, the understanding, and the Rosh Shulchan says this beferish, is that these Rishonim understood, and it seems the Ikkar LaHalacha, that there's two aspects to the bracha, to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, there's a mitzvah of lighting the Neiris. The mitzvah of lighting the Neiris is creating the Pirsumei Nisa. And then there's a mitzvah in the Pirsumei Nisa itself, and seeing the Neiris, and participating in the Pirsumei Nisa of the Neis of Chanukah. When you see the Neiris, you're participating in that Neis. And therefore, if you yourself light, you'll make both brachas when you light. You're being mekayim the bracha, the mitzvah of creating the pirsumei nisa, lighting the neiris, and you're being mekayim the mitzvah of seeing the neiris of the pirsumei nisa. If you, for whatever reason, don't have the opportunity to make the bracha of lahadlik, and you're not going to be able to light, you can still participate in the pirsumei nisa when you walk down the street and you see someone's neiris in their window. So it's a birchas hamitzvahs on the pirsumei nisa. So one mahalach to understand she'as nisim is to understand that the bracha of she'as nisim, like we say, "Nevi'al mehim b'zman hazeh," is a birchas hamitzvahs on pirsumei nisa, and you could be mekayim that mitzvah either when you light your menorah, or if whatever reason you're not lighting your own menorah, you'll make that bracha when you see a menorah in someone else's window. However, this is only one mahalach on Rishayim. The Rambam paskins that if you're walking down, if you have at home your wife's lighting for you, and she made the bracha she'as nisim. Afo pikein, since you didn't see the neiris in your home, you would make a bracha she'as nisim. And not only that, there's some rishayim who hold that me'ikir adin, if you see someone else's menorah before you see your own menorah, you have to light, make she'as nisim before you get a chance, and you'll make lahadlik later. And they say that Reb Chaim Brisker was makbid to make sure not to see any menorahs before he lit his own menorah, because he was choishish to the Rambam, that he would have to make she'as nisim. He wanted to be able to make it when he lit his menorah. What's the havana of that? That once I already have someone who lit for me, I should make it again? If it's a birchas hamitzvah, it doesn't make sense. So it must be that the Rambam, and many other Rishonim who go al derech Rambam, they understood that the bracha of she'as nisim la'viseinu is not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas hashvach. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim. Now, why is this birchas hashvach made dafka when we see the menorah? So the answer to that is because the menorah is the thing that reminds us of the nisim, and it's the time. Just like you have to have something to be keveya, that it's now the zman to remember the nes, it's the menorah dafka that reminds us of the nes. However, what if you don't have a menorah? So the me'iri, not everyone holds this me'iri, but the Sha'atziyat, Mishavu Brua does bring down his Masupik La'alacha. There is a tzad, and if a person knows, it's impossible. Le'aleinu, a person's in a hospital, and he knows he will not be able to see any actual Neiris Chanukah. So there is a tzad that you can make the Bracha She'as Nisim just on the Yontiv, even without a Neir Chanukah. Because the Bracha She'as Nisim, the Rambam, and the Rishayim who go, the Derech HaRambam, understand that it's a Bircha of Haidah on the Neis. However, if it's a Bracha of Haidah on the Neis, we have to have an appreciation of what is the nes that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So we saw that there's really an element of machlokes here in what is the nes that we're being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, and there's reasons for each side. What's the two tzadim? So we know that on Chanukah there's two nisim. There's the nes of the pach hashemen, that the oil managed to last for 8 days, that's one nes. And then there's the nes that a bunch of yeshiva bachur managed to defeat a superpower, and they chased the Greeks, the Syrian Greeks, out of Eretz Yisrael, and they're able to clean up and have a chanuk sabayis, and they're able to restart avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, altaras HaKadosh, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tremendous nes. Now, on the larger scale, the nes of the Nitzachon is definitely a much greater nes, definitely had much more of an effect on Klai Yisrael Ad Hayem Hazeh, and it's definitely something which was the Iker Kavana when they were Misakin, originally the Yontav of Chanukah. However, there is something in the Nes of the Nitzachin which makes us maybe not want to make a bracha on that Nes. And what is that? So we know that making a bracha on a Nes is not something that's miyuchid to the Nisim of Chanukah or Purim. The Gemara in Haroya goes through various Nisim that we make a bracha on a Klal Yisrael level, if someone knows the exact spot of Kriyas Yamsuf, or where they cross the Yarden, various different nisim that took place to Klal Yisrael make a bracha, Baruch Sh'osan Neisal V'Seinu Bazman Hazeh. And we know that even on a personal level, if a person has a nes, so he makes a bracha on his personal nes, Baruch Sh'osan Neis B'Mokim Hazeh. Right? They brought over here Meshech Chochmah, who discusses the fact, and this is known in the Medrash, that Yosef HaTzadik, when he went to be Kaver Yaakov, so he stopped by the pit that he was thrown in to make a nes, bracha, Baruch Sh'osan Neis B'Mokim Hazeh. He was saved from the snakes and the scorpions at the bottom of the pit. Now, this bracha on a nes, so it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that we only make this bracha on a nes that's chutz migidrei hateva. Now, in Chanukah, it was definitely a tremendous miracle that the Hashemron defeated the Syrian Greeks. However, these things happen, and we just witnessed in recent times that Americans were chased out of Afghanistan by a bunch of ragtag Taliban, right? So these type of things could happen b'derech hateva. Now, we understand there's no such thing as teva, and everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes, and obviously there's a reason for everything, but it's not the kind of miracle where it takes an outsider to say, wow, there's something supernatural here. You know, the military strategists just will tell you, you know, we have to study the Hashmonaim's battle plans, and they had very good ideas and tactics and techniques, and they'll tell you that there was problems in the Syrian Greek army, and they didn't have good morale. Whatever they'll tell you, they'll come up with a pshat. On that type of nes, the halacha is that even if it seems totally sure a person's in a terrible car accident and it's 1 in 1,000 he survives, but if it's natural that, you know, pumped, he managed, you know, that the car happened to be suspended by the tree and it didn't fall, if lemaisa it was b'derech hateva, it could be explained, we don't make that bracha. So the nes of the nitzachin against the Yevanim, as much as it was a tremendous nes that we still have the payers of that nes alehim azen, that Klal Yisrael was able to continue functioning and the Tanoim were able to function with the Beis Hamikdash, is only because of that nes, but it was not a nes shalei k'derech hateva. So because of that, it would seem that the technical requirements of making a bracha ala nes require that it should be a bracha on a nes shalei k'derech hateva, and because of that, it would seem, we saw talking to Megadim, the Rujaham say, that's the reason the nes of the bracha of Sha'osa Nisim was, they were misakin at dafka on which bracha, they were misakin at dafka on which nes, and the nes of the Shemen. However, the problem with saying that the bracha is just on the nes of the Shemen is that, like we mentioned before, the nes of the Shemen has very little impact on our lives. And there's another klal that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things that create a hatzolah for Klal Yisrael, things that we have payers and payers from Adayim Azeh. We don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One yachid, or even a few yachidim, managed to be mekayim a mitzvah of hadlokas ner in the Beis HaMikdash because of a nes. Why are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that nes? And Ad Kedei Kach, the Rechaim Kanievsky says that in time of the Krah, they brought it down here, that the reason why in Al HaNisim there's no mention, this is one of the big kashas on Chanukah, why Al HaNisim doesn't have a mention of the nes of the Shemen. We don't talk about it. The Dlikur Neris B'chatzis Kachecha maybe is a remez, Kipshutei not. It's talking about Mechotzer, it's not talking based on English. Why is there no mention of the Nes? So Zohar Chaim Kanievsky, because Al HaNisim is Haidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim. We don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a Nes that doesn't affect our lives. There's no effect to our lives of the Nes, of the Shemen. We won't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have nothing left from it. Al HaNisim, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous Muchamais, Yeshuais, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. There's no reason to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes of the Shemen. Presume Nisa, so Zakhtar Chaim, that we could do. We could be Mepharsim the Nes, so everyone should appreciate the godless of the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he made a Nes of the Shemen. We light the menorah, and we have Presume Nisa. But to say thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have Sheva Faidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only Mestaber in a Nes that we have, Peris Adayim Azah. So how do we understand Chanukah? On the one hand, how do we understand the Baruch Hashas Nisa? To say that Sha'asa Nisim is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes of the Mulchama, which seems the thing that we have much more of direct benefit from, that's a nes, that's Kederach HaTeva. And we don't make brachas on those nisim. I Purim. So, we should even discuss why maybe Purim was considered Shalei Kederach HaTeva. To say that it's on the nes of the Shemen, which would seem to be beferish in the Gemara, because the Gemara says that we make the Nes was every single day. And that's why we make Sha'asa Nisim every single day of Chanukah. If we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nitzachim was a one-day victory. There's no, I mean, whatever, it was a long battle, but there's one point at which you're victorious. You don't keep thanking Hashem for 8 days. The Gemara says we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 8 days because there's 8 days of Nes, and that's clearly talking about the Nes of the Shemen. So here we're a little bit stuck. Is it the Nes of Hashem and it has a problem? We don't have much from it. Is it the Nes of Mechama? Why are we thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 8 days? And L'chayr, it's not something that we have any Te'elos from. So it would seem that the Teretz, and we saw there's different approaches in the Achareinim exactly how to say this Teretz, is that really it's a combination of the two factors. The Nes of the Shemen is the miraculous Nes that allows us to make the bracha. And that's, I'm going to say it the way the Maharal says, and look, there's other Achareinim who say different Mahalchim. The Nes of the Shemen is the supernatural Nes. That was the place where we can make the bracha on. Of course, the Iker Haidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the fact that we were victorious against the Yavanim. However, being victorious against the Yavanim, who says it's a Nes? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes Shaloi Kederach HaTeva, because through the Nes that Shaloi Kederach HaTeva, that brings us to an appreciation of the whole Yontiv, the victory, the battle, that everything was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing his hand behind the scenes. That was obvious to anybody who has a correct way of viewing the world, but not necessarily obvious to everybody. Hashem brought out the fact that there was a Nes Shaloi Kederach HaTeva through the Nes of the Shemen. So it's through the Nes of the Shemen, which happened every day, but that Nes brings us to Hakara and the ability to be Meshabeach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the greater Nes of the Nitzach. So of course, what's the shaychus to us of the Nes HaShemen? We're really thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nitzachim, for the fact that they had a Chanukah Sabayis, and they're able to continue to learn Torah properly, and we had the Tanoim and the Mishnais, and everything comes from that victory. But the supernatural aspect, the place where we saw the Yad HaShem, was through the Nes of the Shemen. And since that Nes of the Shemen was there for 8 days, so we make the Bracha of Shalsanisim for 8 days, Dafka on the Nes HaShemen, because through being the Baruch on the Nes HaShemen, we come to a true appreciation of the tremendous Nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the Nitzachon against the Yavonim, and bringing back Torah B'Kedusha B'Tahara.